The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
There is none to be compared unto you, O Lord. We thank you for creating us to live in this earth realm, to glorify your name in every way. Our Lord and our Father, we thank you for all that you have been to us and you are still doing in our lives. Your mighty hand has brought us into another year, which is another realm, which is another season. Father, we are here to seize the season. We are here to take advantage of the year. We are here to download the blessings of the year, so that this year will not end like other years. Father, grant us the grace to be able to go through. Let your presence be with us to strengthen us and to see us through. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
God is good
all the time.
And all the time,
God is good.
I welcome each and every one of you to the third day of our foundational fasting and prayer. I know it is not easy. And it is not easy for me too. But listen to me. The devil is a strategist. When you give him a little time, if we had not started this week, he will just throw one thing into your life. Just one thing. One thought. One anger. One offense, one something he will throw to you. By the time you overcome that thing, we are in June. Half of the year is gone. Somebody was telling me, oh, Pastor, if we had, you had given us a little break, and then let's say we start the fast next week, I say thank you for your idea. But we are reading the realms of the spirit. You see, when you know the things the devil, when you know the things God wants to achieve in your life, in a particular year, that will determine how you take your steps. The Lord said this year is our breaker year. We are breaking into things. We are breaking out. We are breaking into things that our ancestors could not assess. And you think demons will hear this and just go and sleep? No. They will strategize their agents into your life. They will send somebody to come and tell you something. They will send somebody to come and do something. You will receive one call. And by the time you overcome the anger of that call,
na ansana ube jisa ofre no ebufu so ebe wie no,
2 months are gone.
Bo sumie no na ekoda da.
And that means that
na no so chere se
you have almost lost the year.
Afini kwa ni nyina eyabo.
You see, when we are doing these things like I'm standing here, who shouldn't be resting by now? I need more rest than anybody. But you see, when your members are crying, it affects you. But when they are rejoicing,
so many so agia,
it also affects you.
And then so account by ye.
So the leader is supposed to create the atmosphere. So once again, we are most welcome. I don't know whether we are on the port bin and then telegram.
I must see our video port bin so
understand. We are also on Telegram.
Yeah, well, Telegram so, so.
There the prayer points are typed.
And I
understand many people follow us on Telegram.
Telegram so.
Which is a very good thing.
Ah, yeah, at the papa.
And so we give glory to God. And so whichever way you are following from, whether on podcast or telegram,
say your podcast so and a telegram so,
you are most welcome once again.
Our
theme is breaking into my breaker year. Breaking into my breaker year. I want to read again Deuteronomy chapter 26. Deuteronomy 26, verse number 8 and 9. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, and with great terror and with signs and wonders. And he has brought us to this place and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Moses spoke these words to the second generation Israelites. Those who didn't live to see the signs and wonders in Egypt. They were the people to whom Moses was speaking these words. The first generation out of unbelief died in the wilderness.
Now, I want you to say this kind, and I'm angry into money in a war, a serenity. So,
and here, their sons have been able to enter the promised land. Again, in Jeremiah 32, verse 21, through the prophet Jeremiah, the word of the Lord came to remind them. Jeremiah 32:21, and thou didst bring thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders and with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terror. 22, and givest them this land which thou didst swear to their forefathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. 23, and they came in and took possession of it. Say, we are taking possession of 2024. Say, I've entered into 2024 to take possession of it. Say, I have broken into 2024 to take possession of it. I have broken into 2024 to take possession of it. I have broken into 2024 to take possession of it. So verse 23, and they came in and took possession of it. But they did not obey thy voice or walk in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore thou hast made all this calamity come upon them. Say, I have broken into 2024 to obey the law and to walk in his ways. To obey the law and to walk in his ways. To obey my God and walk in his ways and take possession of the land. In Jesus' mighty name. Help me, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. In Matthew chapter 11, verse
12.
Matthew
11, 12.
From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence, and violent people have been raiding it. Some verse, and the violent take it by force. Beloved, Christianity is an enforcing way of life. Christianity is enforcing our rights for which Jesus Christ died for us. When you know that your father had willed something to you, and somebody is trying to cheat you, you know the way you will stand and say, no, my father willed this to me. That is how a Christian should be. That is Christianity. Can you imagine the Son of God without sin taking your sin upon himself, coming to go through all the sufferings? Look at the things they did against him. Look at the painful torture. The crown of thorns on his head. The beatings and the carrying of this heavy cross. Look at the beating with whips, with thorns. When the whip lands on him, they will pull it and the flesh will tear. Isaiah 53 describing that he was so disfigured that no one wants to associate himself with him. Now, a person has gone through such pain, finally being nailed to the cross. A person has gone through such pain to redeem you, to bring you back to your original state, and to will all power to you, to will all creation to you. Hey. What do you want him to do again? Let me tell you.
My main control.
Jesus has nothing to do. The rest is your responsibility.
You and I.
A person who has come to go through all this. You wanted to do what else? What else do you want him to do? Every day you are crying, ha 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 ha.
Baby, he.
That cry doesn't bring anything. Rise up and take authority.
Sorry, not fair to me, dear.
Pray in the spirit. Ask him, oh Lord. What should I do now?
And then I'm here.
He will tell you, just worship me.
Sorry,
he will tell you, be still and know that I'm the Lord.
I see you don't send me a
That is what we are to do now.
Now
Christianity is warfare.
Christ sum eye oko.
And I'm not talking about we worry in our strength.
Na onkan so say ye dey ahoden na eko.
We are worrying from the point of victory.
Na ye ko afi ikunimdie abia ye.
We are worried to enforce.
Na ye ko ahyemo den.
And actualize.
Na ye mano abemu.
What has been willed to us? I want to say this again. If you think Jesus has anything to do,
now would you say yes will be before from baby?
When he said it is finished, it wasn't just a saying.
And yet asam can be kekao.
It is finished.
When you swampa,
sit down there.
Then I say, oh,
and be going and coming.
Now, Cobra, Cobra, sir.
Even when you are in church, you are not listening to the word.
Now, oh, I saw him, I won't see seven.
You are telling the pastor, finish quickly and close
oh,
us.
Oh, so we are telling now, Paul, and you're going to be baby.
You have your own way.
Oh,
let it be so.
My ASM also.
If you think Jesus has something else to do,
so what do you say? Yes, so at the full fruit of your mouth, dear.
He has given you his blood. His name, his word,
Nasem,
and the same Holy Spirit that I used him when he was a human being on earth. Now, the same Holy Spirit is also in you now.
Hey!
Why is that Holy Spirit in you? To walk like Jesus.
Now, one auntie say Yesu.
To speak like Jesus.
What Kasa say Yesu.
To exercise authority like Jesus.
Now, what that to me, dear Eddie say Yesu.
When I was coming, I was listening to Joshua Selma.
Oh, but not Otie Joshua Selma.
Demons don't listen to argument.
Adam and Wentie and Babaye.
Demons don't obey tears.
Adam and Wentie initio.
You don't use tears to cast out demons. You don't use anger to cast out demons. You don't use argument to cast out demons. You rise up and exercise dominion.
Oh, sorry, now what to me, daddy?
And say enough is enough.
Hey, my brother, oh.
Your family members are dying.
Well,
your family members are being taken to asylum.
Now,
mental hospital.
Abadan, for that.
Two people have already gone there. The third one is on the way going. Two people have already been buried. The third one is being prepared for burial. Then you are sitting there. And then you are arguing. Rise up.
Sorry.
And say no. Enough is enough. Come on.
Come on. Come on, Ibi. Come on.
I thank God for that young man, Joshua Selma.
I see. Or then your message say, "Abranti wa Joshua Selma."
Keep him and sustain him.
God
has just raised some people during this time to speak.
Yami apedyan krofubi sabri so me kasa
and challenge the church.
Now want to akensi amasapono.
Who told you that your destiny is in the hands of any prophet?
When I catch yourself,
who told you that your destiny is in the hands of when they sell some liquid that you should be drinking in the morning.
And I said, "Oh, Shebrani, say I don't. I didn't say I'm not part of the area. No, be you may not be." And now, Shebrani, Shemu.
Who told you?
When I catch you, sir.
Your destiny is with you.
Shebrani, I will walk home.
And the Holy Spirit.
And then, crown.
I wish I should be sleeping and resting.
Onyanka. Oh, then uncle homie.
31st, I took over at 10:30.
Eh, that was the Sabacono. Of a fed you no doing fun, pepepe.
Till 4 a.m. Calculate how many hours.
Uncle Pim, I home at 10 or 9. Bubu Kunta, and I hear. Eh, don't show say, no, original.
I should be resting for 1 week.
Eh, son, come home. Now, what you back home?
Why am I here?
Then, Tina was a virgin. Have you?
It's a foundational time.
I
have more time to rest in the course of the year. But not now. Christian, you know our problem. We miss our timing. We miss spiritual seasons.
No.
Let me tell, there are spiritual seasons. When you miss it, you miss it. You'll be living by universal grace. Look, there are three graces. Universal grace. That's the grace that is keeping the whole universe. That's the grace that is keeping the sun by day, the moon and the stars by night. That is the grace that is keeping vegetations. The grace that is keeping animal kingdom. All the rivers. All the created beings. That's the same grace that is keeping you.
We are
the same grace keeping dogs is also keeping us. We call it universal grace. It's for every human being, whether you believe in Jesus or not. But after that grace, we have what we call providential grace. In fact, we have what we call supernatural grace.
And what also Adam Sronko.
That supernatural grace
or
special grace
and
is only for believers in Christ. There are some things that must work for only you alone. There is a difference between us and unbelievers. And then we have providential grace or chamber grace. That one,
and I want
you need to qualify yourself.
Many
are choosing.
Many
are called.
But
only few. That is where you qualify yourself. By your faith, your conviction, your revelation, your services, your sacrifice, the things you do behind the scenes, that no one sees. When I carry my tithe, and I'm going to pay, my heart is rejoicing. When I carry my first fruit,
before my baby came,
I'll be jumping like this.
I
say, Lord,
oh, everybody.
Kaya kata. Somebody will say, I'm not seeing anything. One day you will see something. One day you will see something. It will be credited into your account. Before we pray, let me tell. Yesterday, I was telling one of our sisters something. Look. When I look at some of you, especially the youth,
look,
this is the time you must die for God. Die for Christ.
Woman Christo.
Give your time and your energy.
For one brand new one.
Be serious.
Ma wanimre.
Because you don't know your tomorrow.
If you say who name watching now?
You don't know why. Look, some people are calling you all kinds of names. Somebody was telling
me.
Some people are talking that this pastor is not wise.
Oh,
your pastor hasn't got brain. How many houses does he have? And he's spending all this, wasting you people's money on this.
Now says Nisika ni yenina yesika wasadi weho.
Do you know that by 50 years I should have been sitting in a wheelchair?
When you send campishet and you know I send kametina ekonya epiamo.
When I was 32 years,
I remember said you know
I was dreaming always that I'm in the wheelchair.
I've never
told my wife that she's hearing it for the first time.
And any day, Eddie can hear him for OTB.
I was always dreaming I was in a wheelchair.
So that I said, not OTB, kunya EPMO.
Sometimes when I wake up,
I told him, not sorry.
I try to check myself.
Now, or said, no, yeah, nah.
Look, some of you here,
do you
know the year you are going to get blind? Do you know the day you sleep and all you realize that half of your sight
is working?
That's why some of us are behaving foolishly. Because I don't want to sit in the wheelchair. I don't want to go blind as a
30-year-old.
I don't want to be paralyzed at a certain age. So let me sacrifice. So that it will be credited into what? My future account. You don't know. For me to be walking like this, you don't know. God will not let it happen. Because of the things I do for him. Please. Die now for God. I am always seeing a certain person. That at a certain age, the person will be blind. The person will be blind. But I'm quiet. Because some of us, when we are dying, people think we are fools. Do you know the day you will sleep? And then you are trying to wake up and half of you is not moving. I remember when the former president of AGT, Assemblies of God Bible School, when he had accident.
Okay, sir.
I can make Professor Chereku. We went to visit him.
Do
you know what he said? This man doesn't believe in spiritual things. When I was in the Bible, I was always challenging him with the Holy Spirit. You delay, you are worrying too much. Now when he got accident. From the accident, now this is how he walks. He wasn't walking like this. But after accident, he walks like
this.
Today, when you meet him, this is how he walks. Accident has given you a permanent mark. When I went with my wife to visit him, do you know what he said? He said he never knew in his life that there will be one day that something will happen to him and somebody will have to bath him. He will go to, excuse me, to private and somebody will clean him. See, he never knew. This world, you don't know. So be fool to God. Tell somebody by your side, let us be fool to God. And let us die for God. Because we don't know tomorrow. some people in this church, when they are doing things, some of you are sitting and say,
he's
behaving as if the church belongs to him.
Leave
them alone. Because our paths are different. Some of you, the youth, look at your age. Some of you. Some of you, brother, you are beginning to have impotence.
At your age,
your things are no more working.
Because it has
been overused. Masturbation and fornication. So it has become weak.
You are
not even 40 years. You
are
looking for medication.
I
was driving when I saw a trotro mate.
Early
in the morning, he was drinking
rash.
We are in the traffic, so I wrote down. I blow pom pom. You look at me. I
ask
him, "What did he?"
No, he said, "Have you eaten?"
He said, "Debbie."
I said, "No."
Until we are now.
So is that all that you have been drinking? He said, "Yes."
Ah!
I said, "Oh,
why are you treating yourself?"
I know, sister, what's that?
Passengers were listening. Everybody was laughing.
No, be almost three.
This one.
Wait.
Then you think you are strong.
What you saw on holiday? Hey, Rash,
next time he's drinking crash. And then he crashes. The power of fasting and prayer,
to me, welcome to the Bible more.
It purges your spirit for quick access to spiritual things. Fasting and prayer also tones down your emotions and senses to enable you to hear from God and receive from God. Fasting and prayer also makes you spiritually light so that you can easily access the spiritual realm. Fasting and prayer also makes you spiritually light so that you can easily control access the spiritual realm to enable you to control the
earth.
Fasting and prayer also launches you into realms you have never been able to assess. Fasting kills that which can hinder the flow of the spirit in you. Galatians 2:20. So please, everybody,
Obibia,
do it.
Yeah.
When it is 3, 4, 5, 6, you can be breaking.
If you know me and son or 9 or noom, I call you to make your soul.
And do it well.
Oh, yes, sir. Yen ye.
Do it with prayer.
Yeah, now bomb, pay ye, faka hobby.
Limit certain activities.
Now, man, ye may be, you may be a son.
Give more of your time to meditation and prayer.
Now for Omri Bebre, Fabdin Dwinyamia Samu Ebom Paye.
It's just a period of time. The rest of the year is in your hands. We are beginning by repenting, denouncing, and alignment. Let's begin to thank the Lord right now.
Oh, yes, O Lord. We thank you, Jesus.
Libra
Katorobosinia, Makabro Kotorobos.
Just speak in tongues right now. Charge yourself. Begin to speak in tongues. Speak in tongues and declare the blood. Speak in tongues.
Amen.
I know people who in human face they serve God well, but their end, how they ended. Somebody who taught Sunday school. How he ended. Deacon, how they ended. It's not just by your outward zigzig, but the heart.
And you say, and you so okay, cow, hona, so na akumanumo, akumanumo na ya samno.
Somebody here right now wishing pastor is just worrying us.
Obi wa says, oh, so ah, so the oh high, oh high.
Then you are wasting your time.
Yes, sir. Now oh, say oh, mrekeke.
It is the end.
Eye wiye no.
That's why some of us are fooling ourselves.
Entina ye mubi, yeye ye hong kwasiya.
Because we want our end to be glorious.
Say,
my Father in heaven. You have graciously ushered me into 2024. I have entered my breaking year. 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 Say, my Father in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anything in me that will slow me down, that will distract me from God's purpose, that will frustrate me and steal away my 2024. I drop it now. I drop it now. Let it die now. I drop it now. Let it die now. I drop it now. Let it die now. I drop anger. Let anger die. Psalm 139:23-24. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Anything in me.
Anything in me.
That will slow me down.
That will slow me down.
That will distract me.
That will frustrate me.
That will steal away.
My 2024.
Let anger die. Let offense die.
Let
unforgiveness die. Let bitterness die. Let lust of the flesh die. Let fear die. Let disobedience die. Let envy and jealousy die. Let every wrong habit die. Let every negative inherited or acquired habit die. Command something to die right now. Say, my Father in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by your mighty hand, I've entered my breaking year.
I've entered my breaking year.
I've broken into the womb of my time. To shine. To marry.
To bring forth.
To advance.
To prosper.
To do greater works.
To possess.
To own.
To raise.
rain.
To rain.
I have broken into it.
I have broken into it.
I have broken into my season.
I have broken into my season.
Of power.
Of power.
Of prosperity.
Of prosperity.
Of possession.
Of possession.
Of promotion.
Of promotion.
Of prophecy.
Of prophecy.
Of fulfillment.
Of fulfillment.
Of position.
Of position.
Of glory.
Of glory.
Of favor.
Of favor.
Of abundance.
Of abundance.
Of healing and deliverance.
Of healing and deliverance.
Of taking over.
Of taking over.
Of marriage.
Of marriage.
Of childbirth.
Of childbirth.
Of dream.
Of dream.
Of stability.
Of stability.
Of impartation.
Of impartation.
I have broken into it.
I have broken into it.
Declare what you have broken into.
Yes, Lord. I have broken. I 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 broken. The womb of my thighs to shine, to bring forth, to do great hours. I have broken into my season of power, my season of prosperity, my season of possession, my season of position, my season of favor. I have broken into it. 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 Maka toro busia kata ya. Maka tara basade. Raka bala brade. Uri akabra da ya baba ba. Ishiri maka brade. Raka basaya. Maka teri basada. Iya kala baba ba. Raka bala brade. Uri akabra da. Raka bala brade. I have broken. I have broken into it. I have broken into it. 2024, my dream, my possession, my greatness, my glory. I've broken into it. 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 Raka bala baba, raka bala baya. Iya neri makabrane, iya kata la basada. Le prokotori adala baba, raka bala brekete, buria kabrane ri mama. Kabala brade, yakata la basaya, rakabalaba, 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 le brekete ama, uri akabrade, li brokoto robosyade, makayata la basaya, makota la baba, rakabalebe, yaderi makabrade, rakabalaba, raderi makabrade, uri akabalaba, yaderi makabrade, rakabalaba, le brokoto
We want to engage the mighty hand. Before then,
Ansano,
media want to go to prayer point number 4. Scattering, evacuating, and destroying secret demonic spiritual camps. Secret demonic spiritual camps.
Na kokwemo adamo no hohomu enhiemu biaye.
I had a dream.
Asodaye another day.
I had a dream.
Asodaye.
I found myself in a camp.
Ohunhuo enhiemu biaye bi.
And people have been locked behind an offense.
Na I say ya tonkrofo bi mu na omaka banyachi.
And they were all made to kneel down.
Na ya ma omo nyina ebu nkotodwe.
And I was standing at the gate.
And I'm gonna point ano.
Then because I don't know whether they also come and tell me to kneel down, so I knelt down myself.
And I'm in himself. Most of them catch me some.
Then I saw they were bringing more people into the camp.
No, he said what in the public.
When I woke up,
any tea, no.
I said no.
You see there be.
There is an evil camp.
Now you were be.
In fact, when you read 1 Samuel chapter 11,
okay, can someone read it?
Verse
1
to
11.
When Saul fought against the Ammonites,
Emra Saul could hear Ammonite for no.
Just because of time, give me verse 11. Just give me verse 11. Huh? The next day, Saul separated his men into three divisions. During the last watch of the night, they broke into the camp of the Ammonites and slaughtered them until the heat of the day. Those who survived were scattered so that no two of them were left together. Give me Psalm 69, verse 25. Psalm 69, verse 25. May their place be deserted. Let there be no one to dwell in their tents, in their camps. There are evil camps that are holding people captives. There are evil and wicked camps that are holding your helpers captives. There are evil and wicked camps that are holding the loot, the things that the devil has stolen from us. There are four ways we are going to deal with this evil camp. Number one, we are going to break ourselves out. Ourselves and anything, my dream, my so-and-so. Number two, we are going to break up and shut down these camps. Number four, we are going to evacuate. Carry the camps away. And number four, we are going to plunder and ransack the camp. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. With the key of David, and the hammer of the word, I break myself. I break my dream. I break my destiny. I break my testimony. I break all free from every evil and wicked existing and planted camp against me in the mighty name of Jesus. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. With the key of David and the rock of the word. I break up and shut down every existing, planted, established camp against me and against anything of mine. This year 2024, with the key of David and the rock of the word, I break up, I shut down every existing, every planted, every established camp, wicked and evil camp, against anything of mine.
I break up.
I break up.
And I shut down.
And I shut down.
I break up.
I break up.
And I shut down.
And I shut down.
With the key of David.
With the key of David.
And the rock of the way.
I break up.
I break up.
I break up.
I break up.
I break up. I shut down. 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 I break up. And I shut down. I break up. And I shut down. I shut down. I break up. I shut down. I break up. I shut down. 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 I break up. 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 I break up. I break up. I break up. And I shut down. I break up. I break up. I break up. And I shut down. And I shut down. And I shut down. I shut down. I shut down. I break up. 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 And I shut down. 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 I break up. I shut down. I break up. 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 And I shut down. And I shut down. I break up. 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 And I shut down. I shut down. I shut down.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say with the key of David.
With the key of David.
I clear every demonic camp.
I clear every demonic camp.
I clear it right now.
Every evil.
Every evil and wicked demonic camp.
Every demonic camp that has been planted.
That is existing.
That has been established.
Against me.
This year
2024.
I clear it.
I evacuate it.
Amen.
Say with the key of David.
I invade.
Every evil and wicked camp.
That
is holding anything of mine.
I invade and I possess.
I plunder.
I take back.
With the key of David.
I invade. I possess.
I plunder.
I take back.
Invade right now. Invade right now. Possess right now. Plunder right now. Take back.
I possess. possess, I possess, and I take back, 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 and I take back,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Media, please give me first, give me Esther chapter 8, verse 11. Esther 8, 11.
It is there.
Esther 8, The king's edict granted the Jews in every city the right to assemble and protect themselves, to destroy, kill, annihilate the armed men of any nationality or province who might attack them and their women and children, and to plunder the property of their enemies. To plunder.
So, my sister.
Forceful taking over. Same with the king of David. I invade. The camp of my enemies. And I forcefully possess. I forcefully plunder. I forcefully take over. I forcefully retrieve anything of mine from my ancestors that has been stolen and kept in this evil and wicked camp. With the key of David, I invade. I plunder, I possess, I retrieve, I plunder, I possess, I retrieve, I take back, plunder right now, plunder.
I possess. Amen.
Sometimes when people think we are just praying,
say, "I told you not to pray." You say, "You're born by Nigeria."
You watch, you and them watch, be watching.
What they have money now? What I hear?
Those who are saying this way, they just like prayer.
But now, what can pray? What can say? Some people don't want to pray.
But nothing is happening.
Now, so if we see,
you keep on praying.
Cause I'm not born by
it. And be watching them.
Now hear almost so.
It will not be long, you see the difference. Look, prayer works. Prayer works. Prayer never expires. Today I was listening to a young man. He said, look, anything you have not invested prayer in, you are not qualified to enjoy it. Anything you have not invested prayer in, heaven does not qualify you to enjoy it. We use prayer to buy things, to possess things, to maintain things, to give birth to things. Sometimes even our children in the house, the young ladies, they think their husband will be like me. The men, they think their wives will be like my wife.
When
they see the way we live, the way we interact,
very
free and all that, I tell them,
now me catch what I say.
I started prayer at the age of 16. For the woman I will marry. Almost every Tuesday. Are you also doing the same?
Also, you are the
queen.
You met at the funeral and you saw funeral cloth that the woman has.
Oh, see, and where yes,
the way this day, in fact, a woman went to my sister.
I said, baby, go, Nini, about
my enufono,
my
So you have gone to funeral and found a new full marriage.
Into a way, yes, a new full marriage. A new full.
Breast marriage.
A new full marriage.
A pastor came here and married one of our ladies. And when at the wedding, when they came the next day, they said, when they came for a wedding here, say, when you saw the lady was playing the tambourine. So we started calling that tambo marriage. Today, where are they?
And now,
fortunately, the woman has run away. Because it was tambo.
If you say,
tambo. It was Tambo that grabbed the man.
Hey, Akasaya, Owusuno, who in Akasano, Akasano, Bono, Osono, Sasha,
Tambo, Mavis Tambo. It was in prayer.
I am praying.
Only prayer can buy the right thing and sustain it. Only prayer can give you the best.
And a bit man, the Edimupa.
I am telling you.
Oh, catch you.
Where were we before I started talking about prayer? Where were we?
Forceful takeover.
Say the name of Jesus Christ. Anything of mine that is still left in the camp of the enemy, by the power of prayer,
I take it back. Amen.
We want to pray two more prayers. Please sit down.
Let me speak.
Today, I'll take your time.
Say near success.
Now, this prayer point is dealing with subtle errors, tricky, cunning errors. Cunning errors. Before them, please, I beg you.
Answer no best row.
You can correct anything with prayer.
Now, wait to me, SCSC, BBA, and Empire.
Prayer can do everything.
Prayer to me, BBA.
Prayer is not the end.
Prayer is not the end.
But prayer will create conditions.
Now, about SCSC, TBA, no.
Prayer will set the atmosphere.
Prayer
will give you the best ideas.
Prayer
will give you wisdom.
Prayer
will give you instructions.
Prayer
is not the end. But prayer is a means to the best.
It's the
means to the trustworthy.
Anything
you pray for.
Anything
you birth in prayer. It has a very long lifespan.
It is a bit cheaper.
If your wife is some way, stop talking, stop complaining and pray. And God will give you wisdom. Maybe there is something you yourself you need to change. And then before you realize, you go and propose to a lady, and the lady look at your head and say, I don't marry men with such heads. Then you are crushed. 3 weeks, you can't even come to church. Go and pray. Maybe God is delivering you from something. If you know what you call marriage, if you know the things you are going to marry into, people have married. There are some things myself, my wife, we know about people. But we can't tell anybody. Do you know what you are marrying into? Prayer! When you see, then you pray more. It doesn't mean that when you pray, you are seeing, like somebody was saying, that the woman bent down and the fire was coming from the woman's hand. It doesn't mean that the woman is bad. God is telling you what you are going for. So if you can pray and change it, you change. If you realize that you can't contain that fire, then
what?
Dealing with subtle errors. Subtle errors. There are two things under this. Near success. We have prayed it some this thing before. And then close but far.
Say
near success. Close but far. Do you know what that means? In John chapter 5. From verse 1 to about 11-12. The man at the pool of Bethesda, who was healed. Verse
1-17.
In verse
7.
When Jesus asked the man, do you want to get well? In verse 6. Verse 7. The sick man answered him, said, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me. That this is near success.
We are so one ben kunibdi.
Near success.
One ben kunibdi pao.
The door is almost open.
Abono, I say a beer.
The contract has been signed.
I say the incentive team.
It is almost given to me.
I can't get the amount.
Something happens.
And a BBC.
I am almost there.
Oh, I can't get the door.
But the other one,
now, for Veronica,
close but far.
Obey Naso actually.
Have you ever explained this before?
When you're Muslim, you're pain.
That you are close with somebody.
Olobi.
When the person is doing things for other people.
Oye ma man krofo.
But you, he doesn't do it for you.
Now don't ye ma Olobi benpa.
The person is your friend.
Aye wadam fo.
Oh, you are close.
Mo bain.
But always you see the people, the person doing things for
now, so say,
but you, the person doesn't mind you.
It's
a spirit. There is a
war.
1991. Emmanuel Eni, if you have ever heard.
Bema, be a friend of Emmanuel
Eni. The powers of darkness, that Nigerian occultic man who... North Kanishina Assemblies of God was the first to bring him to Ghana.
North Kanishina didn't come back to Ghana.
And when he arrived,
Myself and my senior pastor went and picked him from there. And so my senior pastor put me in charge of him. In fact, he was the one who visited our house. When that time, my wife was pregnant. With Enoch.
Enoch.
And then when Gladys looked at him.
Now, Oba Gladys,
then Gladys said in every whilst he was there. I wish our son would be like this man. Then you ask, what does your wife say?
I said, then I'll either kind.
Did you understand?
I said, what you say?
She's saying that.
I see.
She wishes that
Onyanka,
our son,
Yembabe
Mano, that she's pregnant with,
I say you from no,
will look like you.
Obe say,
when you look at Enoch,
so here Enoch,
Enoch is like Manueli.
Or to say Papa Emmanuel any pepe.
The structure like Emmanuel.
Senior or Tifano.
Do you know that my friend Onyamua?
Only send Adam for Onyamua.
That I introduced to Emmanuel.
Ah, order and teacher Emmanuel.
He's a very good friend. Please. I want you to remember him.
Best kind of one pay mo.
The first day Emmanuel any met Onyamua.
They declare Emmanuel.
Onyamua signed a check 4 million.
$4 million
to go to CFAO to buy Peugeot, brand new Peugeot.
Okay,
when me, I am working for Nia.
I mean, oh,
even bicycle, he hasn't bought for me.
That the pongo
say near but far.
Near by far.
Say near but far.
Near by far.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Our yes, the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
Our yes, the blood of Jesus Christ.
I shut down the curse.
I shut down the curse.
Of near success. And close but far. In 2024. I shut down. I shut down the curse. The curse of near success.
Today
I want to take your time a little.
And over from America, cry.
Some years ago, we went to a meeting somewhere.
Vibia told me you're going to baby.
And this pastor came to me.
I saw we by my chain.
See, two of your church members are a blessing to me.
I see what's your mommy, you know, hey, Shira mommy.
They always buy my ticket when I'm traveling to America.
Vibia, I'm going to buy my ticket. I mean, send me two cars.
The first time I had the chance, they work my visa, my everything. My ticket to America in and out.
Now, I'm ready coming out. Quite no, woman, I'm here. Me BBA ticket, BBA,
they
go by.
They are still in this church.
But I saw, sorry, mo.
Even when we are doing something,
I
scarcely see them coming forward.
I hear the impulse, me want some mobile and impo.
Close but far.
Ben Opa, Naso, actually.
They are here, close to me.
Omo Bemio.
But they are doing things for other people. Look.
Now, so any man come forward about
thing. I know people in this church.
Oni crawford, you are sorry, mo.
The things they are doing for people.
Because
they think that.
Omo dey say.
Ask for deliverance.
Oh, Ajie die.
Ask for the laliboja.
Oh, ask for the lad die.
2024.
Appear the nine.
Try it again and see what will happen.
So have you now?
I must be number one in your life.
Number
one before any other person become number two. You try it. Have you bought a ticket for me before?
What ticket am I paying now?
And you are buying ticket for others?
Now to my
fufro. Try it.
I
said you come and tell me.
2024,
try it. Try it if you are a man or woman. Try it. Look, tell somebody that we are serious now. Tell somebody the pastor is taking it by violence. Say, I must also take it by violence. Pastor is taking it by violence. I'm telling you.
Oh, catch now.
I am not saying don't do it though.
In case a man, you are see your man answer no akwa ya mobi wa banting.
Charity begins at what?
At home. At home.
Look, I do things for people, myself and my wife.
Onanga sane ne yomo ye ne mama nkrofo.
But we do things for people in the house
here. Ana ye go ne mama suma nkrofo opi apa aye.
We pay people's rent.
Ye tell nkrofo danka.
We do things. We pay school fees.
It is school fees.
As the Lord leads us.
Send any
and when we have.
See one
so. So when we do outside.
It's a quick move on here.
But you haven't done it for your pastor.
Now when you are so for
you. You haven't done it for the members here. This morning I heard something that shocked me.
And I pay me to be my mommy who drew me.
When people here are looking for jobs, deliverance people here are connecting people for jobs at certain places.
Now,
I was shocked. I just said it today. That it is deliverance member that connected those children. I said, wow.
I see, yeah.
So we have somebody here who can connect people to that level.
Some people here, some
men here, if they want to connect to a lady, they want to sleep with you. In the church here.
They want to
sleep with the lady. In the
church.
What kind of spirit is that?
I don't want home crying, sir.
Say 2024. The curse.
The curse
of near success.
Close
but far. I shut it down. I shut it down. I shut it down. With the blood of Jesus. I shut it down. I shut it down. I shut it down.
I shut it down.
I shut it down.
I shut it down. I shut it down. I shut it down. I shut it down. I shut it down. I shut it down. I shut it down.
Sanctums, occult grandmasters, that anyone has reported me to, or summoned me to, with the key of David, and the resurrection power, I break free. I break your hold. I break your influence. I break your power. Any power, any altar, any shrine, any coven,
any sanctum, any occult grandmaster, that anyone has reported me to, or summoned me to, with the key of David, and the resurrection power, I break myself free. I break myself free. I break myself free. I break myself free. And I break your hold. I break your influence. I break your power. The person just came with some things and said, my first one for another church. I said, no.
Okay,
pastor.
I said, go
and give it to your pastor.
I see my baby can. I see if I come out.
You don't pay your first fruit to me. My pastor doesn't believe in first fruit.
I see my sofo and Jesus.
Because he himself doesn't do it.
I know, sir, on ye being
tea. Okay, then bring it.
And Fabra.
Because what he doesn't teach.
Near own church,
he doesn't believe.
No, GD, no.
He doesn't deserve it.
I won't say, but
I practice it.
When I'm dear, Juma.
And I teach it.
And I make church.
So then bring it to
and me. And then Fabra me.
And I collected it.
And I make here.
What your pastor doesn't believe and practice. Don't do it for him. What he believes and practices and teaches you, do the same for the person. Are you getting me? Are you getting me? Because what you sow, you reap. If he doesn't believe it, then he doesn't practice it. Why should he enjoy it?
I didn't say Odi Dewo Mo.
Oh, this man is a very responsible man.
Now only I couldn't saw your bema Odi Nuni Paye.
A lecturer in the university.
Oh, your church in was good for mo.
He brought you. I said no.
I said there be
no. Don't do this.
There be my sakra.
I know spiritual law.
Meaning who home rapper.
It is not mine.
And ye me dear. No, and
send
me dear.
To your pastor.
Fa come on, sofo.
He just laughed.
And I'll say yeah.
My pastor doesn't believe it.
I say myself for on Jindi.
I talk with him.
Menene akasa.
Doesn't believe it.
On Jindi.
And he also doesn't practice it.
On so fine ye juma.
I say thank God then.
And I say any already there was
I receive it by faith.
And I meji ewo Jindi mo.
Say this year.
Kasa si.
My Father in heaven.
Meje waso.
What I believe.
Jindi.
And I practice.
Na mini ye juma.
Reward me.
Reward me.
Reward me. Reward me. Reward me. Reward me. Give me a harvest. Give me a harvest. Give me a harvest. Give me a harvest.
Give me a harvest. Give me a harvest. Give me a harvest. Give me a harvest. Give me a harvest. Give me a harvest. Give me a harvest. Give me a harvest. Give me a harvest. Give me a harvest. Give me a harvest. Give me a harvest. Give me a harvest. Give me a harvest. Lord, reward me. Lord, reward me. Lord, reward me. Lord, reward me. Lord, reward me.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for the answered prayer.
We
thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.